This is your boy Shane Sparks. Welcome to Planet Dance. It's been a minute. I feel like I've been gone for like 10 years, but it ain't that long. Yeah, a lot to talk about today. But first, I want to apologize just real quick because there's some crazy stuff going on at the X Factor that's really trippy. But I was going to have my boy just come in and get canceled. But the way Hollywood rose, things do come true. So we'll see what happens. We can't come today because some crazy stuff happened. So next guy, I'll be one, he can explain everything that's going on. So hopefully y'all tune in. We are better than we do it half step, okay? So that's what's up with me today, Shane Sparks. Got a special person in the building today. This crazy dance sport is like, so much going on. As a kid, I grew up watching certain things, doing certain things, learning from certain people, and you know, you just pick stuff, and you just really never know where it comes from, or you meet people, and they tell you that. Where sometimes you and the people kind of know a little bit more about it than you do, and a little bit more than a lot of people say they do. So I got my boy, Bob Andre, in the building. And if you know anything about this dance, bro, you're probably go crazy in your seat right now. I don't know if you probably fell out of the bins, crashed to a truck. Yo, but I want to just my boy Bob Andre, and he actually brought a friend with him today. I want to get a little bit into his head too. So it's good to have you here. Buddha Bob, how you feeling?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm glad you came down.
Thank you.
I don't know. A lot of people don't know me. You know, they just know I was on a TV show, and that's a little itch of what I am and who I am. And I live this dance for so much. From the age of probably like 4 years old, I've been dancing, and I was never taught. I just watched and learned. I just saw spinning I liked, and I just practiced and kept practicing. I wore a chain, the little band with the circle on it. Mm-hmm. Probably for 10 years when I was, you know, we'll go to a wedding. No, for real. You right. Said we copy everything. And put on another thing, I was like, I wonder when he would come back. They brought the hammer, they brought so much stuff. They did chains, like the fat chains had when you were hit and you were shot. I miss so much. But I would go to a wedding, I would go to school, I would go to a party, I had on my chains because I never knew when I was about. That's how crazy it is to me. Now that I've gotten older, you've been in trouble now with the TV show. People think, like, you're just a TV personality. I'm not. That TV personality came from years and years of loving what I do. And when you're around people who keep passion, they want to put you in front of the camera so you can push out there because people are here for a person that's really been through it. Just like I don't go out back. I talked to Poppy today, and we were in that millennium, and we were tripping. He's like, "Have you never free? Have you never?" I was like, "If you knew how long I've been dancing, when I was in that, every day of my life was catered back. We make something of the dance world, something of myself in the dance, and contribute, give what I had to up and coming because we all need battle. That's where that thing comes from. You know, we are that." But at the end of the day, you have to use that gift that's been given to bring it back to the youth, people that are coming up into the world. You know, it's a lot going on. So, like, crazy. Been wanting to have this conversation for a long, long time with just the dance tour, but I never really had the opportunity. So now we've connected, and we've been running to each other. Every time we go out, we go to each other. But everything's about timing. It's all about time. Right, I think is beautiful. So I'll bring you on the show today and talk to you about some of the things that you've experienced, what you love about this, what you hate about it, who's hot, who's not, and you know, who inspires you. I just go all the stuff.
Inspiration, I actually came from TV shows, Dick Van Dyke, some lady do Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Robots did. If you go look at Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, part of the side of the puppet, and it came as a robot, you know, for a mirror game. If I had a car, you go find that cup,
right.
You're going to be, you see people say they're doing a robot chicken. I tell people I started chicken because I knew where I got it from. The first time they saw it, I was only friend-nearing because I got it from the late picture. Now, who can't tell you who taught her?
Right.
But I would actually in the street say I did the chicken because nobody was doing it before I did the street.
Right.
But I saw that on that show. It's still a very old show. We're talking that show like 59, 50, something like that. And so that's a very old show. Lady, look at her. She's bad. She's the one to do it.
Be online.
It is online.
What would you call it?
It's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You got a robot lady and our chicken lady and he's called a boss. He's called the you know how to wind the dolls.
He's called a new box.
So the Chitty Bang Bang music.
He's like there for us. Chitty Bang music
on that.
I'm glad you said that because it's funny that so many people say that they created, discovered, and this and did that.
Yeah.
Then you watch something, and then you back, you're like, wow, that was like in the 40s.
Okay.
So, you know, you're like, it's so crazy.
There are, and I will say this, there are a few things, I do mean a few things, that were definitely not done in the past that we do now.
Right,
I've seen some, but the thing is there started from that had been done in the past.
Right.
There are some people in the past that did some of the things we're doing now much better. We ain't even caught up to that. Like, we lost it. Like,
right.
this one dude went cutting the walk slide thing.
Right,
there was
right.
a dude who could do this so well. He looked like he could stand still and be floating and move anywhere he wanted to.
Right.
I remember his name later on, but there's a clip on. He's on a piano bar, like, just knocking it out. And nobody that I've ever seen since Cliff could ever do that. Not to this day. Okay, now I don't know if he was just a crippled nigga, moved a certain way. I don't know,
right.
But the nigga was bad. Now,
right.
But there are also some people now who have taken basics of what they've seen
right.
and have advanced that.
Exactly.
So though you can find a person that they created something, the new person sometimes, there's this misnomer. Just because you create something, mean you're the best at it.
Right.
But also, just because you're the best at it, don't mean you created it. Let's get that. Vice versa.
Exactly.
There are people who start basics, they begin, and then there are people who take that to another advance. And then some people who don't even take it to advance, but they go a whole different route. It just looks different.
Right,
they're trying
right,
in their
right.
brain to look like it, but
right.
they look different.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's just how it goes.
No,
so,
definitely.
That's a, so inspiration, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang from the robot part. Him, Dick Van Dyke, the puppet. I actually use pieces of that mind like illusions like mime and whatever. And then, of course, later on, everybody and his mama could tell you from where they were. Of course, they wouldn't tell me that when I was growing up because I had to get it myself. Like, yeah,
right.
Nobody teach me. I was getting and I had the inspiration for what I saw. Let me give you even my reasons. This is crazy. There's a thing out. I wish he couldn't, but I'm just saying, he didn't beat me robot. That was like a trick or a special effect, like a power move for breaking. You know, I'm doing the rock good, but he did a power move, like a head spin or a 19-9 or something.
Yeah.
And that was a 19-9 robot.
Right.
And I was like, that was tight. Even in my brain, I was like, okay, he got me on the vibrate.
right.
I can't let that go.
Right.
But I tried to vibrate. It took me a whole month trying to vibrate. I got to a point where I could do a vibrate so good that nobody could see it. That's how good a vibrator. I'm doing this and you can vibrate, but
right.
I can't go and do it in a battle because you can't see me.
Right.
Is good. You see it. It's not visually effective.
What's he doing?
Yeah, like he's just standing still.
Yeah.
And he chattering this stuff. I don't know what he's doing. I like that nigga. They look like they were shaking. Like Harlem Shake version of that kind of stuff. They were tight. So I was like, I can't vibrate and beat them there. But I end up going to see one of the movies I had seen over and over again since I was a kid, and I think everybody else has seen it.
Right.
Those Harryhausen 3D top movie, Sinbad.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
And I accidentally slipped on, after trying to learn how to do the right thing and not being able to move,
right.
I slipped on the skeletons with the swords in the hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, he's shaking when he moved. Like, it's like a moving vibrate. Oh, that,
right.
that's tight. Nigga, if I could just get... Now try to keep this in perspective. Everybody who did the vibe to this point that I had ever seen in my whole story, and I ain't saying I seen everybody.
Right.
So somebody gonna come and tell me this, and we can talk and debate all we want to.
Right.
But everybody who did the vibrate at that point always took a pose and stood still and shook.
Right.
They didn't move. They just.
They
turn around.
Yeah.
You know, but it was like a stiffness.
Right.
You know, she was holding it still.
Right.
These things was moving like. Hands
Ooh,
moving,
yeah,
moving. You can see the vibrating.
Yeah.
Oh, they stop and go. And I was like, nigga, I want to get that. That'd be my answer to the vibrate. So my motivation of trying to learn how to do that, I could do so I could beat vibrators who stood still.
Right.
To me, 3D, strobe, and Sinbad are all different names of the same thing. The animation, all the thing, when you say animation, 3D, strobe, Sinbad, they're all the same.
Right.
It's just that it didn't have a real quick catch on name in the beginning, so
right,
you can only
right,
describe
right.
it the best way you could.
Exactly.
But I was against niggas who was vibrating, and it became very famous at that point. I became very famous.
And
when
you say
was within that, within the dance,
I don't think of it as a as a style. Anyway, I think I think of it as a move. But
yeah,
but when people were doing vibrate, I don't think it was a vibrate style, but I guess you could make one if you want to come up to where
right.
you do it. But vibrate move, it was a kicker. And you would do that as a robot, and then you start, like you got
yeah,
shot or whatever.
Yeah,
so good. Man. But I wanted how to do something that was one step up. And my problem is I couldn't beat them standing still and shaking. I could not beat – I can't do that. I can't
– right.
Trust me, if you're a vibrator out there, you could beat me vibrating, right? Don't tell no girls about that because I'm pretty good at the way I use my stuff now. I'm just saying. But if you are vibrating, you could beat me vibrating. But Sinbad is another story entirely, and I on that. That
right.
was my answer to people who would vibrate.
Dope.
That
dope,
was
dope,
it.
Dope.
And I don't come up with names. They go, what you doing? Oh, man, he look like he 3D. Oh, man, he look like he's strobing, like a strobe.
Right,
like going
right,
on. I mean,
right.
He look like he's real fast. So all those are variations on one, what somebody saw and how
right.
he does describe somebody
exactly.
else. That's
yeah.
my point of view. Now, whether somebody else said, no, this was a complete friend, blah, 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 I don't care. That's their story.
Right.
This was, like I said, for me, it was one way. They were already doing this. Here's my answer.
Right, right.
It was just an answer. I came up with that. Right.
It's so crazy when people come up with different names because I live in Cincinnati. It's called one thing. You go to L.A., it's called another thing. You go to Detroit, it's called, you know, some people call different dances, you know, different names. And I guess it's just about where you brought up.
It's definitely where you brought up, but it's the vernacular from where you brought up.
Yeah.
It's how people describe what it is. You know, there are names that are universal that once you hear it, you can say, oh, I'm
yeah.
that.
Right.
But typically in the urban world, period, everybody got a different they call swag now, but one day it was like being hip or being cool.
Right, right.
And every different way they do it. People from different places got different vernacular. They come from a certain town, they'll say a different word that they say, and everybody
right.
got to catch on to it. So
right,
it's like we
exactly.
got to create the words
same
as we
thing.
Go.
Right.
Now, I can say, I'm going to nod out, but instead of saying sleeping and nod out, I go,
right.
man, I'm going to catch an eye blink, man.
Exactly,
like,
right.
I blink.
Right.
And I'm blinking right now.
Right, right.
What that mean? I mean, I'm tired, man. Oh, nigga, yeah, nigga, I'm blinking out, nigga. My boy over
right.
blinking out, nigga. That nigga
right.
blinking out.
Same thing.
All right, I'm just saying. That's what we All right, it's real simple.
Did you find that clip?
Yeah.
All right, let's check out what she was talking about.
Yes, man.
And
here's the cold part. She's amateur doing this. This is like high skill already.
Really?
So whatever, look at the year that says on the thing and look at her skill level. Look at the year it says when it came out. And they say, don't
you keep your game at me.
Can we hear that?
You
yep. Okay.
All on the music that won't buy a key. And
you, you see the dying spots in that?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I copied in it.
Right.
No brother in the street was doing that. No. She was just tight. Now, who taught her? That's my question.
Right. Somebody had to sit and teach her that.
How much I long to be free.
Like, it almost looked fake. It almost looked like the part of the
dude, she a puppet. She a toy.
Yeah.
She's a toy.
That's
and I got to remember, this was before she Arnell. So you can't say they started and did
right,
this. And
right.
I mean, I'm just saying they good. They own right, too.
Right.
But this is a base of some things.
Right.
When she posed like a statue, she posed like a statue.
Yeah. I've seen that before.
Now, but I'm, but that was me. I was like, oh, like you said, you was four?
Right.
I'm watching that as a kid. I'm like, ooh, now, could you do one more thing? Run to where the guy is, he's coming out the clown box. That's before he tied her up. He's the one who's a puppet man or in the box.
It's on the same
You'll
clip?
See him. It's on the same clip. It's just right before. No, you don't have to go back like that. You have to go find him coming out. He's a... like a toy jester in a box. He's at a. You see another one where it's a guy look like he's a.
Oh, it's a different clip entirely.
It's a different clip entirely.
Oh, okay.
What's
yeah.
it called?
He's the one he's standing right there in the mirror. Go down to this one right here.
Yeah.
Go down. You'll see him. Keep going. He's in red with a blonde head wig.
Okay.
That
yeah.
One.
Right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, when you clip this one, you'll check this out. Now the good thing about this one is, okay, what he was doing, he's in the movie. And even in the movie, he's still doing some pantomime and stuff, but he is actually using effects, like real strings holding him up and doing puppetry.
Right,
but he was
right.
doing a live puppet.
Right.
And
yeah.
So when I watched him do this, I went hit about it. I hope he showed a clip.
You too. So, you like it? That's my favorite song of the whole movie.
What an unusual car. Why he made it? Oh. And it actually goes. It calls Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. That's a curious name for a motor car.
There you go.
That's when it's just going into her. Oh, that's when him and her do it together. If you can catch his part.
I'm under a spell. I'm waiting for love.
You're the answer to my wishes.
You cannot see.
Yeah, that's the one before he came on before her, so that's when they're together. So like he does one, she does one, and they do it together.
Yeah.
He's coming out of a box. It might be on this other section where you see it, the clip, like when they present for the king. But you'll be able to find it later if you can't catch it now. It's all good.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to go back and do it. And then and there's only one more inspiration. H.R. Puffin stuff is old H.R. Puffin stuff, main thing. And they had this thing on there, he called himself the Mechanical Boy. So if you say Puffin stuff, Mechanical Boy, all he did was a robot piece. Now, his robot piece was very sorry. It wasn't clean like hers.
Right.
But the thing is, he was singing and moving, and he would do these glitches, like because I'm a.
Right.
Because I'm a mechanical boy.
Yeah.
So I started for between those people put together.
Right.
So I didn't copy other people's robot and do the puppet on
right.
I just did them too. Me watching them too. So my robot and created, just copied them too.
Right.
And got famous for doing the moves I thought they could do.
Right.
And half glitch.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when the vibrate came in from the Sinbad, try to beat a vibrate, I was able to take all those together and my vibrate from doing really just vibrating between the glitches and the stops. So people already stopped hitting. They were already doing dancing to the music.
Right.
They just didn't have a great shake. They had the costumes, hats, wigs, eyeglasses.
Yeah.
They can hit and you see all the shake.
Yeah,
but if they took it off, it wasn't prominent.
Right.
Mine was a prominent shake, even if I didn't have to move and have to move. That was my point of view.
Right.
But I've seen people do it. In fact, Buddha Bop is one of the people I've seen doing what I would call the dancing person. Like he was doing the dominoes and stuff. And though he could tell you his story better than I could, he was the first guy I saw a dance group routine of what I would have called like the robot advancing into popping. Because before then, there was a group called Robot Brothers, John Boy and the Robot Brothers. They did the real robot. Like, you can find a clip on Johnny Carson for good. But when they was doing it, they was doing it to music that was a little bit.
Right.
And it wasn't this kind of robot. It was like
one.
It was like the basic of the domino stuff.
Right, exactly.
They were doing that. I was like, now who he saw it coming from, that's why I said, let me bring him.
Right.
But he's who I saw do it. And with the time I him to do it, that was 78, 79.
Right.
So I was doing my versions of robot up to 76 to that point.
What Lou say they created.
Yeah.
I see.
And I don't got the controversy worrying about whether the EBs and them created whatever because
–
Right.
But I don't have that country. But look, I don't have that country.
I don't have that
because I'm from LA and LA still had I had a different style. My style is really it's still a watered down and then advanced or doubled up version Oakland and Frisco in them.
Right.
Dre is a
commercial. Okay.
We were just talking about that. Dre is what we call even the brothers like from the Bay, which the Boogaloo came from.
Right.
Is we call them what we say we call you? The Muhammad Lee of it all. He can do it all.
Right.
He can do the Boogaloo.
Like you, I can imitate. I see it, I can imitate.
He stays true to our form.
Yeah, but
exactly.
I stay true to me.
Right, exactly.
Now he can move in the way we boogie to the beat, but he stays in his gun. Now, you could come in here and he never mention your life and hit a move and 3 seconds later, Drake could do it.
Right.
He's a student of the art, dude.
Okay.
But I don't practice, though. So
We're going to cut it real quick here and go to a break.
Okay.
Yo, it's your boy Sparks chilling. Is it Buddha Bop?
Yeah.
Buddha Bop.
Oh, Buddha Bop. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm like, Buddha Bop. Buddha Bop and my boy Bop and Andre. It's your boy Shane Sparks playing the dance. We'll be back in a minute.
I don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Switch places real quick.
Yeah, okay. Yo, yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks. We back in effect. We still talking. Y'all probably missed some good, but we'll try to recap it in a little bit. But it's so much going on and so many things that I want to talk about. So we just like shut up because it's hard to do that. So I wanted to say something, too, about the movie Breaking.
Yes.
Now tell me this. When you are kind of like a pioneer to certain things, you feel the same way I feel. And then you see a movie like Breaking – you inspired or like,
Influenced. I was.
I struck. I just influenced or inspired. I get that part where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So were you influenced by it or did you get like, would you like, oh, that movie could have been better?
Yeah. Got that part.
Personally, for me, you know, I'm a different cat in the way that I try to pronounce things out. So
Right.
Here's out the real way.
Right, right.
I like Boogaloo Shrimp in the movie.
Right.
I thought he was sorry in the movie because he wasn't on a caliber. Anybody who's good at what they are, when you as a dancer, you look at people and you could tell if you're a good dancer. I'm sorry, guys. If you're a real good dancer, you know what caliber is and when they hit standards and when they didn't.
Right.
But it don't mean they didn't do good. He did good in the movie. I thought he was standards for our game, but he did good in the movie and
yeah.
He went worldwide popularity, yeah. Which
right.
I never. My whole life,
right.
So
given that much.
Half of me is saying for everybody who made that movie and that cut, good for them. But
mm-hmm.
That's a salty good for them.
Right.
I know I was around and niggas could have called a nigga and say, nigga, get in the movie, nigga, you good. Why don't know me? They know
right,
me.
Right,
then.
Right.
And the worst part of this is as they make a reputation, and I can anybody who you want to say got a name for being in the movie, like. The dude who was a light-skinned dude.
Papa Taco.
No. I know him. But
oh,
no.
And
Shabba dude.
Okay.
Don't know me. He didn't know me. He still don't know me.
Right.
So he would never be sad. This is a dude named
Andre. Right.
I know him. He should have gotten the movie. No. But the people like, even though they're looking for the EB.
Right.
Them niggas was in the movie. They could have said Dre. Hey, nigga.
Yeah.
I know we don't know you, but you in the hood, right? They doing
right.
A movie on popping, nigga. You good. You need to get in. Like,
right.
They didn't do that.
Right.
And for that matter, them niggas still want me to go to something to come up. So
right.
I'm just saying how,
hey, Dre,
how it is.
I learned really early before I went from being a dancer to a choreographer. Because I learned really early, man, you could be hanging around dudes every single day. When it comes to making that money and booking jobs, would just appear on you. And you'll watch TV, you'll be like, oh, why would you tell me about that? I was just with dude yesterday.
Right.
They won't tell you about an audition. They won't tell you about and I learned that. And I wasn't mad at them because after I realized that it's a doggy dog world out here. And these people are here. But I said, there's a thing called loyalty. And I said, dude, there's going to be a time when I'm going to be on top. Trust
me.
I didn't know reasons.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to be on top. We can help each other. But if you diss me now, you're probably going to get dissed then.
Yes, correct.
So pay attention. There's enough room for it. We can all all help each other because we all trying to do the same thing. If you're dope, you're dope. I got your thing. I've been trying to do all my life, and it just always backfires. But it's crazy that you say you did that movie, and they kind of like, hey. this is how I feel. Real quick, this is how I feel about
it.
No, trust me. This is how I feel about the movie Breaking. Me and my boys, we was in crew. We battled every day. So when that movie came out, it confirmed that there's something else out there more than Cincinnati battling each other. There's somewhere for us to go. So it inspired so much. Poppin' Taco, literally, like you said, you see somebody. I literally made his every move.
Yeah.
From his expression to just everything about it, I couldn't understand how somebody could be so cold to me. So when I watched that movie, that's what inspired me. But when I watched the choreography, I was so disappointed.
Yes.
Because that's what we did. We was a group with choreography. We'd come out and just murder. And when I saw them, like when you watch the movie, every single time. And I was like, who is editing this movie? Who's the director? Who's the choreographer? What the fuck? I'm sorry, I don't mean to cuss, but how come you can't take another take and get it right?
First of all, for us, they're popping or whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
they were limited in their skill set.
Okay.
You talking about Boogaloo Shrimp? We have two friends. Named Robot Prince.
Yes.
And Prince?
Robot Prince brought Shrimp to me after the first Breaking movie.
Right.
See, everybody in the city knew of me. Like the Slims from the Lockers, all these so-called big-time dancers in L.A. Dre's the man. So they brought him to me, right? And we have some in the dance far.
I was brought too. You just...
Yeah, but you want to dance with me. You can dance with me. These cats is coming trying to learn something, run with it.
Right.
You know,
they're
coming. Like you said, they're coming. You know, people, because I had feeding the family. So my thing, you know, my group had folded and I was doing other things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I teach and I do it all, right? So they brought the guy to me. And so I'm trying to just teach him what we call a basic catch-all. If you can catch me on the step, you can do this dance.
Right.
Dude, this dude had already made this movie. Couldn't catch on with nothing.
Wow.
So, you know, but I can still do this. Everybody can do a move. Everybody can do solos.
Right.
But where I came from is the reason why we start doing the group moves or whatever is because everybody in the Bay Area did it. So if you want to win this money in this show or the show, if you just coming as a solo artist and it's the five best dancers who could beat Michael Jackson? Two Michael Jacksons. Who could be Michael Jackson? Three.
Right.
So this is where our group, they are, like the electronic blues are always trying to downplay. Well, they can do good choreography is because that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
Drake can do heck of good by himself. But if you put me and Jay together, we're going to show you some stuff that can't be, you know what I'm saying, Jay?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the beauty of the dance is the choreography.
There's always a little, this same thing has been done more than one, between more than one groups, more than one city, more than whatever. So let's give the sting right there on the target. Here's the target. L.A. is known for individual dancers who individually get down and can say they can hold their own individual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Bay got individual dancers too, but they learned to specialize on the cloning thing. We're going to learn how to become a group, like a unit. And their choreography by far over exceeds. Actually, L.A. is still rolling as far as groups. L.A. has got a... the urban field, meaning that they got a Toyota or Nissan that they painted the paint outside and put good sounds in and put some rims on it.
Right.
On your hoopty that they didn't, you know, souped up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Whereas the cabin of the deals coming out stock is coming from up there. They already have the group routines is already fantastic. But we always go, yeah, but they can't beat me on a turnaway. They can't beat me on a runaway.
Right.
They can't beat. We ain't in Porsche. Nigga. We got Porsche engines and we souped up.
Well, let me give you a little bit of you can see why I talked the way.
Right.
I was born here. I was born in Los Angeles, but I was raised in the Bay Area.
Okay.
I was raised in Richmond, mainly Richmond. And when I got to the first year I was there, I heard a dance in my part. And in the Bay Area, you have San Francisco, Richmond, you have the different cities, you know. But Oakland was the metropolis, as I found out later, of this dance. It was called the East Oakland Boogaloo.
Mm-hmm.
Not the electronic, but it's called the East Oakland Boogaloo. In Frisco, they call it Strutting Richmond. We were known as Richmond Roboters.
Mm-hmm.
But next to us all is the dime, what we call the, well, you heard him say, the dime stop. The hip, that connect us all. If you can just do that here, you can catch on with me. No matter what your individual style is or your individual style, we all can get together and make a step up.
Right.
Because like, because we pattern ourselves off the, like he said, the movies. I grew up watching. I got a lot of choreography from Gene Kelly and Donald, the Ziegfeld Folly movies. See, I watched all that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff. Cartoon,
mm-hmm.
your inspiration, the Sinbad movies, Clash of the Titans, all that kind of stuff. You know. But the thing was, is that they had these gigantic talent shows that would come from different cities, and the same cats that you saw, like on the Gong. Mechanical
Doctors. Mm-hmm.
Okay, these are the cats we had to dance against. I know them. Those were my idols.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't the only group up there.
Right.
I had groups. You know, for you to make a name in the Bay Area, you had what you was talking about. So when I came back down here in 76, now by L.A. being how it was, you just couldn't go on this side of town. You know that. You can't go on this side of the gangs.
Right.
See,
right.
We didn't have them up north.
Right.
We would be practicing to keep us out of
trouble.
That kept us out of trouble.
Right,
so we practiced
right.
from the nose. They didn't have that here. They did for a minute with the works and all that stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So as I got at L.A. was robot in their way. Dre and them, they were the baddest and the robot they were. But our robot and stuff was different. You know, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
And so as it caught on, and they're calling the pop and whatever, we didn't call it pop like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Boogaloo, Robot, whatever. But as it started catching on, so I said, okay, well, I need me a group. So I started teaching certain guys that I knew, and everybody thought they were from the Bay Area because they were dancing like Ariel. So by this time, it's been caught on. It's what, 78, 79?
79.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So now we're touring around all these clubs and we're dancing with these shows and stuff. And the boys was around, the Electric Boogaloos.
Mm-hmm.
They came to, I was working at right down here on Adams and Rimpar, used to be called the Disc Man.
Okay.
I had booked a group called Granny and the Robot Choice. They're from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's they're in the Hall of Fame.
They're in the Hall of Fame.
They type. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, there's so many groups I could tell you names of.
A lot of groups. There's a lot of LA people
that came here before.
Right.
See, the reason how Electronic Boogaloos was able to go on such a thing, we were on. I was gone back up north, and they knew it,
mm-hmm.
you know. So they go on the train. And my mistake was I was singing,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing the choreography. First, I got to teach these kids this dance.
Right.
Then I got to do the feet. Then I got to get the unit one. Then I got to do the booking. You think
right,
you're talking about
a kid
doing all of that. You
right.
know? So my thing was, if you didn't pay for it, I'm just not going to give it free.
Right.
So we had an opportunity to go on. We had an opportunity to go on Soul Train. They wanted to give you Kentucky Fried Chicken and Coca-Cola.
Right. They still do that.
You know what I'm saying? So I made a mistake, though, because that was TV exposure.
Right.
Sometimes
you got to
do stuff.
Right, definitely.
And, we had the opportunity to get on they called me. I'll never forget it because they were shooting a video on 60th and Crenshaw, the Beat It video.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go get on that. But I ended up, you know, meeting Randy later on. But it wasn't just our time, I guess.
Right,
as far
right.
as that. Now, the whole city, Jay, you know, you can go to certain OG dances.
Look, I got a thing to say just to verify something. Name anybody in L.A. that got a name. Like he said, sometimes when you're in the game, you get a name from the area you're in.
Right.
Area, they may not know nobody in another area, but they know who this person is to go to. If you say, hey, Kukadir, oh, that nigga from Crenshaw, or that nigga,
he's
down the street over here.
Right.
When you get known, a little reputation like that, you get known in an area, and that's give you, like, ghetto reputation.
Right.
You got the ghetto, ghetto rep. And, you become ghetto fabulous, like people. You kind of like a star.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't a big star, but in the hood, you famous.
Yeah. Right, right.
Okay? And then as you battle another person, you at least get to find out why you famous where you are and why they famous where they are.
Right, right.
In fact, this is how I believe people meet each other, including why we pass each other over a few moments.
Right.
I've never, to this point, I haven't watched a show where you choreograph or I've seen you dance.
Right.
But I had already, when I went to a place, had heard your name,
mm-hmm.
saw you in a millennium teaching a class.
Right.
And instead of me being like, oh nigga, you think you know, instead of nigga, what
right,
you think
right,
you do,
right.
blah blah blah. I go, yeah, well, he's supposed to be a dancer. Well, if he dance around me, I let him know who I am, or catch me somewhere, or I'll catch him somewhere.
Right,
like I bump your head.
Right, definitely.
But I still, in that way, I'm saying I still got a name before I actually got to meet you.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like your name precedes.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody points you out. Hey, that's that dude. Really? Okay, well, where are he from? I don't know, but he's in this thing.
Right.
That, your name preceding you when people.
Right.
His name was in more than one area.
Yeah.
Where they were going, he was known in more. You name something that's known here. Oh, we know that. Boom, blah, blah. You know him? Oh, he blah, 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 blah. I'm like, man, I'm bad. Who going to challenge me? I was a challenge. I was like a cut man.
Yeah.
I challenged no matter where they was from the area to get my reputation.
You wasn't on that page.
Right.
No, y'all wasn't. But I was on that.
For me to be on that page, people would tell me
that's from here.
Yeah.
I would go over there like, let's go over there and battle him. Let's see if he's good.
Right.
So for me to go get introduce you, it just so happened that the EBs, I got a different line on the EB suit because I've always, to me, been their nemesis. And remember, I tell you, to them, I may not have been their nemesis whatsoever. But to me, I've always been their nemesis because for me catching up to find them, they came to my school to push themselves as promoters.
Wow.
And when my school, the best dancers at my school just happened to not be there.
Right.
The best dancers at my school wasn't me. I just happened to be the only rep who had to go against them. Because the best dancers were not there.
Right.
At that time, and I'll make this quick, the Electric Boogaloos were called the Electric Boogaloo Lockers, not the Electric Boogaloo Poppers.
Mm-hmm.
And in there they had, and I think it was genius on the side of Sam's brain, where he got it from. He did what everybody in L.A. they would do, type of dance. Whether he taught them these dances himself or whether they learned them and he just put them in this group to represent that. He took the group, and there's a dude who could robot, there's a dude who could lock, there's a dude who they called it, they all had a locking step. A dude who could do individual thing. The one dude who stood out to me because I was robot-based, dude, robot dance who turned me out with the bomb. Remember, I said what got me started.
Right.
And the dude, Pop and Pete. Now, just for record, even they don't like the word pop locking. But just for the record, I'm in L.A. And in L.A., we use words and we change them up. And I'm one of the ones who herald the name or the word pop locking. That come from me. So when you say, who started pop locking? I came up with the coin frame. That I came up with pop locking as it is.
Right.
They were locking. People were locking first, and then people started popping. And so you said, man, they over there popping and locking. Popping and locking. People said, man, he locking.
I agree with that. That's the term.
And locking, pop locking. Pop locking was the term. What they go to popping and locking. He's over there locking. That's how it just get grouped into.
Right.
You was either popping or you were locking, which was the two main things going on at that time.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, the thing was, when I came here, I never popping.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jay said, that's a term that
the LA created.
They put that on there. So to identify, if I said, well, amongst each other, I'm not a pop locker.
That's
LA, you know. But the thing about, let's get back to Electronic Boogaloos. Now, they knew who we were. You know, we would go to certain shows. We had sometimes to get in. You change the name because we went before. You know, our name is Fantastic Four.
Right.
We went on the Close Encounter, which was a group from the Bay. Sure. We went on as the Black Messengers, Mechanical. We had to say these different names to get up in these shows, you know, because we had won before or whatever. And the thing about it, I booked Granny in them club. I was working at the disco train. This was around 78, 79. And Granny and them came. Granny, they weren't broke, bro. When I tell you who they were, you talking about a lady dressed as an old lady, brought cats, and they were something else.
Yeah,
was she a real old? Or she
no, that's
like
her ass.
No, she dressed like
she was Granny. And so when I booked them, it was a big thing. So people came over at this night. Your boy, you just named Poppin' Pete, whatever, from the boy from the Electronic Boogaloos, and one of my partners from the Bay was down here. So had a lot of people from the Bay in there. But I guess they didn't know that on that side of the town, because we had deep on that west side and stuff already dancing, because I was over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, already doing Dorsey, Jeffrey Daniel, all of them was picking that stuff up for me. Bitten Apple, all those places I was going.
Yeah.
So when they came and I saw the way they were, and to be honest, not trying to talk about the jerking of the leg, that was a sign of weakness. How they jerk their legs.
That's a fact.
That's a sign of weakness.
It means you were the baby at it.
Yeah, you don't know what you're doing.
And so when people was like basically locking the legs.
That they jerk.
That was their pop,
That's a sign of weakness in our dance.
That's the start of, that is the start.
This is why you never really saw good choreography after 40 years with them.
Yeah.
They're limited in their style, and they're limited in what they learn. And the reason why I say that is we saw the spin with how we do that spin or whatever. We saw certain movements that, hey, that's from the, you can see certain stuff. You can say, from the bay.
Right.
You know, and so Pete was in the bathroom. Me and my cousin, man, where y'all get that dance from? Well, we from Oakland. What part of Oakland you from? He couldn't say it. So it boils down to, you know, my brother got it from Derek Lovett when he was in Sacramento. Derek Lovett is in that field.
Mm-hmm.
But Derek Lovett is in prison, so he can't talk in prison for years.
Wow.
He's doing life.
Wow.
So he can't talk. So once he went to, this dude was able to say that, hey, I invented it. Now, the argument is no argument. And then, like, you know, the thing was, what come from the Bay Area?
Mm-hmm.
You have people around the world say, well, no, but electronic quickly, it doesn't matter who you want to say invented this dance or whatever. How can you say you invented this dance when you got me here? This dude's already doing it. You have other kids. I'm already here with a group.
Right.
It took me a year, 2 years or whatever. And I'm not even saying I invented it. I could have said, hey, man, I invented this dance.
Well, one of the things, I want to clarify something. This is really, really good. The first person I ever seen pop their leg back was Poppin' Pete. So when I say first time I've ever seen a person pop in, that claim Poppin' Pete.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Poppin' Pete in the group of lockers that he was in.
Right.
I can go for that because
you all those people that was in their group, he was the one who was bouncing his leg back to keep his time. I understand what he was doing, but he was doing it back.
Now, when you saw us, how did it look?
Y'all dance, but that's the difference between y'all robots and dancing robots, and these dudes were like it. So when I came up with trying to explain what the house looked like, I can even get up and demonstrate it. It's so simple.
Yeah, he ain't no joke, man.
The deal is when you first see a person bounce their leg back, you know this is like them going first choreography class and you're trying to get them.
Right.
This is how you have to get keep your time. Now, keeping their time is what I first saw them do, and I thought that they were sloppy robots. I even told them that. The time that they came to school at this point, past the lady who was on Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Shields and Yarnell were out. You know, Shields and Yarnell had the clinkers on the television.
And you know,
so robot was getting extra stiff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was taking us extra. I can move in. I can bounce it. I can put my chin out in. It was getting a stiff freeze to it.
Right.
So when you see a person go, you go, if you see them, you go, oh, he's trying to robot, but he's sloppy robot.
Version
of it. Like,
right.
You're a sloppy robot. Also, I've seen the robot brothers who come out, they stick and hit.
Right.
They stick and hit, but faster. So they had a boom. And he said they robot or stroller. To me, they were popping.
Right.
Because I'm the L.A. version looking at not knowing what they call it.
Right.
When I seen the EB's thing is to go back to what related. And my first relationship said, well, y'all doing a sloppy robot, but you can't beat the robot brothers in their brothers group.
Right.
You can't beat Fantastic Four because that's the name as I knew them. They already did choreography in their group, which was the catch on, the domino.
Right.
It was complex.
You got to
So it's like, in my brain, it's like a drill team that you know is good. And then when you see another group of girls doing it, they doing some of the moves that the other team is, but not as good. You automatically know that group is advanced. I don't know about it first, if you want to say that, but you know who is advanced.
I'm not saying I created it. I came with fun. Because I know when I came out here, none of that. All that came from, I was the first group brought the waves out. Remember when we did the thing at the workshop?
I remember that.
Yeah, I brought waves in the group, you know, in choreography.
We call them chain waves out here.
Yeah, chain waves. You
hook up and then you do a wave. Chain waves.
The first time I saw backslide was in 1972. So you got to understand this since the early 70s.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of stuff new up under the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are some new things.
It's some, yeah. But what I want to say is, I said,
but it has the basics. Now I told you, have a string and some basics.
Yeah.
Everybody, oh, it's a new style. No, you're just doing new moves up under the old.
Right.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. That's what I said. There are some things.
It is. The way they,
this is how I felt, too, because when I was in Town 25 and saw Michael Jackson do the moonwalk, I think I was the only one that was sitting there looking like, okay. I've seen that a million times.
Yeah.
To a lot of people, that was the first I ever saw it, and it was like amazing to them.
Yeah.
But I was like, dude, we've been moonwalking for years.
Yeah.
You know, well, we
it's called backslide.
Backslide,
but then it just got titled moonwalk, so that's how
I'm going to show you the backslide you already know. I'll show you the original.
Show them how to moonwalk. Well, you have to look like you're walking on the moon.
You got room. I'll show you the original moonwalk. You don't got to get to the song if you don't
want. Yeah, yeah, definitely want this. You got the camera. Can the camera get this?
This is original movie.
So, okay.
He might be able to get it.
Hold on.
That's a bad boy,
man.
Need
to turn it towards. Oh, you got to get it towards his feet, though, huh?
Yeah, it's got to be toward my... Toward his face.
Yeah, there you go.
This is simple. You can stand back, but this is simple. So, everybody got the idea of the backslide being the moonwalk because you're moving and stuff.
Right, right.
Here's the original moonwalk. The concept, I'll tell you why it is. And you're going to make you laugh when I tell you what inspiration and how it came. Your feet are supposed to be in them suits that's
right.
Heavy,
really?
Like,
right.
It looked like you floating there, hard to walk on the ground.
Because you're magnetically on the moon, so you have bounce already because
you,
if you're, you have this.
Right.
This is the original. This is actually the moonwalk because you're moving. If you want to move it, it's half slow motion.
Can you do one more thing?
Yes, of course.
Dre.
There you go.
Okay. Why you had to hit that Minotaur, man, and send back?
Well, wait. Let me take the moonwalk because each one of them are eliminated. So when you're ready to
you
find out where this,
Sinbad movies?
When you're ready to find out where this comes from, which is like the I'm moving. When people say, "What you doing?" The backslide? No, I'm doing the moonwalk. Some kind of way in the street, the two walks.
Right.
That moonwalk, I'm a puppet walk off Dick Van Dyke. When you get to see the Dick Van Dyke, I show you.
Right.
You see that he had these big old foot, and he was on strings though. But he was looking like he's floating. Oh, it's tight. I could just do that. So he was doing a puppet thing. Mm-hmm. So he was like moving like I'm doing this. So if I could do that, go like I'm gonna be on the moon. I could just so boom. Then hit some.
Yeah.
Boom. Oh, dude.
Right.
That's the moonwalk.
Yo,
okay.
Give me that Minotaur Man one time.
And the Minotaur Man.
It's from the Sinbad movie.
Sinbad. I hope this can pick up on your camera, but we'll see. Let me see. This kick pick up. You can go up now. You're gonna be up now.
Yeah, get it the top of his body.
This
yeah.
Top body now.
No, yeah. You want the legs too now. You want the legs.
They'll see the motion. Regardless.
All right.
They'll see the motion because the motion is
split.
Motion is the way to do this.
Yeah.
This is. It's not just turning your head. It's not just freezing and stopping.
Right.
It's the whole idea of where
the whole going. Mannerism.
Right. Uh huh. Yeah.
I love
you. 100% have to become it. You know what I mean?
It,
you know.
I love it.
That's why we trying to show these dancers. I was like, you got to come the move.
You become it.
You got to become it. In your mind, you're really the miniature.
I'm imitating. In my brain, I'm trying to say if it was moving, it would be crazy. Now you can do some crazy with it. You can move your hair back. You can tear stuff. You can do those things with it, but ideal is what illusion you're trying to put back. That's why I say I'm more of a mimic than anything.
Right.
I'm more like a mime of anything else. But
he's
again,
a beast, man, he's a beast.
I know. That's why we. That's
he's
100% why we're here. I remember the first time I saw him on stage. The best I ever heard his name or seen him was at Carnival, and I remember Free was like, "Oh yeah, I'm doing Carnival." Da 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 da. He used to come down. I was like, "Okay." And I hardly Carnival, so I went down sitting there and I'm watching. I'm not sure what the theme was. But all I know is this dude dressed up like a mummy came outside. He didn't even do too much.
Toilet paper?
Whatever the hell it was.
The toilet paper was wrapped over my neck. I had a T-shirt on, and toilet paper was wrapped all around my body. Just make me look like a mummy. Coming out of a little thing like a mummy.
Yeah.
Half hand.
Now look at this. This is crazy. This is how separated we are when it comes from the dancers that really know what they're doing and the dancers that just do what they see.
I understand.
All he did was walk out, but the way he walked out and his head, I couldn't understand. I sitting in my chair this whole time watching Quarantine and seen it before. Okay, that's how. Oh, they dropped to the floor this time. Okay, oh, she's and then walking out from the side. I did not understand what the fuck was going on. I was like, who is that? I was like, who is that? Nobody could tell. I was like, who is that? And then I was talking to Fritz and Free. Who was the guy who came out that was in with their mom? He's like, that's Papa Andre. He said, that's the guy who taught me. I was like, you got. And that's why I had to meet you. You know what I mean? I'm not sure if I met you that night, but I know the first time I face to face, I was like, dude, you're probably the coldest thing I've seen.
No, we shook hands, but we didn't get to talk because everybody was moving around. But he did say, that's one of who pointed to me. He said, that's the dude saying something good. I go,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And that's what I said. It wasn't a hatred thing. It was like, oh, I met you when I just wrote something. And my piece wasn't big. It was just a given. It was a atmosphere. Like, I was doing like a remember the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what it was.
It's the simplest thing, dude, but I come from that world where, like I said, I wasn't taught to do this. And you could tell in the look and the body structure, you could tell when the nigga starts moving. You could already tell, like, mentally, they already in that world. Some people, you just don't get that, but they're like, you know, like, you remember all that choreography? I love, you know, you could, but let me see you. Take away all the choreography you learned. Just dance for me. Let me see your spirit.
Yeah.
And when you came walking out there, dude, I swear to God, it's only, the Papa was the only person that gave me that energy, dude, that made me just like, who is that? What is he thinking? You know? So, yeah. So, but that's why we keep running into each other. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Something crazy. And before people know who you are around the world, because it don't make sense. Like I said earlier, there's guys online that have been dancing for 5 years. And the world knows them as being the greatest or being so good.
We were talking about
that. I believe that's part of their promotion marketing and how we move now.
Right.
I don't hate on that.
Me neither.
I don't
either.
I do understand the difference that, and that's the same haterade I had when you said about the movie.
Yeah.
When I see other people doing it, I go, dude, I can do that. Like
my
brain goes, I can do that. Dude, I can do that. Why I ain't getting paid? Yep. They ain't called me.
Right.
Why ain't nobody take me there? I look at what I said. I mean, you on a trip? You touring? Man, you should call me, Kat. Call me.
Yeah.
I'll go tour with you. Like a case, let's make it happen. My reason is that I'm always available. I'm a hermit. I'm kind of self-made. I'm ugly, but I'm talented, man. I got a lot of talent.
Stop saying you ugly.
Hey, I say that because I'm the living vampire. I don't have no problem.
I feel you on that.
No problem.
But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this, though. This is how life is to me, dude. The way you look is based on, to me, the way you look is based on what you do.
Yes.
If you dope as fuck at something, your face becomes synonymous
with
what
that.
You do.
Yeah.
So you don't look at them as ugly. When I see you, I see that's one of the coldest things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
you know, that's all I see. I don't see nothing else. So whether you want to say ugly, beautiful, whatever, all I see is the coldest dude, and that's what you represent.
Well, that's why I ain't no Clark, Superman, Kent. I ain't really hiding anywhere. You know, if I had it going on like the girls was comment, I would be answering.
I feel you. I feel you. So, but that's what I'm saying, dude. It's what you represent, and I'd rather be known for what I look
what
like.
You look like. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because looks are gonna fade. Something happened to you, but when you do something, you die.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And people will still be talking about you.
And that's a good thing.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
That's true.
that's a good thing.
All right, yo, we're going to have to wrap this up.
But wait a minute. I know you're trying to wrap up something, but instead of it being a one-way conversation, there's some things that I needed to know.
Okay.
You said you came from Cincinnati. You
yes,
know,
sir.
How long before you came out here? Like, how long and
I came to L.A. I came to the point in a singing group in 92.
You
sing?
I mean, I can sing, but I'm not, you know what I mean? And let me tell you a quick story about
this. We're going to make a singing dance group and some business, because I can blow.
But that's what happened. Basically, we were a group in Cincinnati. We was going around. We was like doing talent shows. We were really good. Then there was a group called The Fellas and they was really dope. And you know, at the end of the day, Cincinnati back in the 80s and 90s, really couldn't do too much dancer.
Right.
It was like whatever, you know. And that's why when the movie Breaking came out, kind of like fueled us. Like if we took the singing and the dancing and merged it, oh my God, imagine.
Right.
The audition was like popping and all that stuff.
Bands.
Yeah, we was like, so we mimicked what we saw dance groups with the group, and it took us to a whole nother level because we could really dance. And then we had three guys with KC DeShane,
they can do
with the falsetto. You like, dude, so we got a deal. We got a deal with Giant Records. They moved us out here. We were staying at Academy Village, went to New York, Chicago, recorded an album.
Kenny was from the Giant Records. And his son from Warner Brothers. I was friends with Marcus, but he died, the dude that ran Giant Records.
Yes, yeah.
His dad was the CEO of Warner Brothers.
Okay.
This is my godfather.
Did you know Sandra Mills?
Huh?
Did you ever need to know the name Sandra Mills?
But I knew who was running, who was
okay,
over.
Yeah, yeah.
Sandra. See, I was in the music business.
Say that again?
That's where I've been hiding the music business.
So we knew her, when we came in, she became like president or vice president of Giant Records.
Yeah, okay.
So she came down and saw us perform, and she loved them. They're like five Bobby Browns.
Yeah,
she signed us, gave us a deal. You know, we did our thing. We had some good stuff going on. We had a script in New Jack City before the movie came out, because we were supposed to be the group that was supposed to do Color Me Bad. Color Me Bad got signed, and then they got our slot. So we was like, then the next movie that came out was Class Act with Kid and Play.
Yeah,
so okay. Our group performed on the stage. Remember that movie? There was a group that was singing a song called Body with the Boxing, Blood, other shit, the yellow and black. So we performed in that movie. So we was doing our thing, and then we got dropped. So in the process of getting dropped, I started going back home.
Right.
I had the talent to dance, and I was going back home.
You wasn't giving up.
So I stayed out here, and that's what it all led to today. You know what I mean? So, but that's what got me out here. But I've been out here since 92. I came out a couple of times before that, just trying to get the feel of California, and we were trying to get a deal. But actually living out here was like 92, 93 is when I actually, like, I live in L.A. now, and I was, like, back.
Yeah, 92, so. 93. That's why I was asking what time did you come out here to do some things, because 1999, that's when, you know, they got this Tommy the Clown thing. I actually put that on blast here in L.A. I'm the one who started that.
Oh, is
you
that right?
Tommy the Clown?
I'm the one who was the clown dancer before there was a Tommy the Clown.
Huh.
Tommy the Clown got his – there's a dude called, and he was actually at the thing. He was that magician that jumped on the stage, Dorian the Magician. Dorian the Magician, when we seen each other when we was at the,
Soul,
Taste of Soul.
Right, right.
The parade thing. On that same stage that – Tommy was there. There was a magician there. His name is Dorian the Magician.
Okay.
He's my boy. And I always look the way I look. I either look like I'm a bum or I look like I got some change, but I'm not really worried about image as much as most people are. But so he did Tommy the Clown's cut thing as a magician, and I was hired as a dancer, so we was doing like a magic and mind match.
Right.
I have a sound system. I've always had a sound system.
Mm-hmm.
So what you call it, had a little green Zimmer, and he came up to me, man, how can I get paid doing this? I'm like, dude, you don't have to be the one who can dance. I told him the secret. All you do is dress up, there's a costume, and you let the kids dance among themselves.
He
put in that in 1991. That's when I stopped coming around, because I have my girl got a pregnant so I live right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this bum, he had to get started. I was the bum.
Wow.
Because I'll never put teeth in my mouth. Right. I don't care about that. And he was like, man, this dude was just growing. He was smart, but he just moved. I was that bum who told him how to get the whole
crazy
thing. And,
crazy.
It was called clown dancing first, then he turned to bug dancing, and then he turned to crunk.
Right.
So all those things that went, but it started with clown dancing. Not only did they put the clowns on, it was just in the clown in the streets for L.A. is I would turn you out. I'll make fun
right,
of
you. Right,
right. I'm gonna clown, I'm gonna be
exactly. Good.
Or I'll joke like I'm you to show you
right.
This is what you can do, but this is what I can do.
Right.
That's why the kids, when they first get in a circle, they do the cypher battle because they're trying to say, I'll clown you.
Right.
I'll make you look silly trying to go against me. But it got more serious and stuff.
Interesting.
But that started in 1991.
Yeah, I actually battled in one of the battles, what do you call it? When they had at the Coliseum and the crump and clown and all that stuff had, and they had the battles of.
And they had battles of everybody going against the other crump dancers, turfers.
Yeah, I forgot the name of the event, like Battle Zone or something like that. I can't remember.
Oh, Battle Zone still?
Yeah. Goes on. Okay, yeah. So, and I remember Daryl, it was a guy that was really out there, and he kept on standing. There's battle to this dude in choreography. And I was like, okay. And like, I didn't know because I was just supposed to be in it.
Only names of the people in choreography I can actually drop. Was yours? I knew you was a choreographer. I'm being in LA as a dancer,
right.
Going to choreographers' bar and stuff.
Right.
I did not know. Really, I didn't understand what a choreographer means. When people first say choreography, when they first say, I just mean they was a dancer.
Right,
I didn't know
right.
That mean they was teaching other people
right,
how
right,
to stand
right.
In line. I didn't. So I just got like, he a dancer? Oh, he a choreographer. What's that mean? Well, he dances with
right.
He dances with these other people,
right.
And then he show them what to do. Oh, he a teacher, like a
right.
Workshop teacher.
No.
So you. Barbie was a dancer choreographer.
Right.
That dude called Dave Scott.
Roro.
I didn't know Roro. I met Roro. And I didn't know them as a dancer. I thought they were just dancers trying to learn how to do it. I didn't know they was choreographers. I got another story for me and them. But I mean, my introduction to you was from Free. Who was saying, and look, I was teaching. I was working with Free, teaching him some moves.
Right.
I'm inspiring him.
Right.
So he was a dancer to me, too. And
right.
He didn't explain to me, I'm a choreographer. This means I'm taking for you, and I'm going to look like this.
Right.
I just thought he was like, I would take this, I'm going to do a workshop.
Right.
So he's a dance teacher.
Right.
So that's how uneducated I am. I don't know what choreography means.
I was saying, when I first moved out here, they said, well, I'm taking to a hip-hop class. When I grew up, we didn't call it dancing hip-hop.
Go ahead.
Okay. So we didn't call it hip hop. We was call it street dancing, or we like you say we was popping and stuff like that. So it's like, why don't you go see a hip hop class? I was like, what's pop class? And it's funny because I'm so known for hip hop, but that's not what I called it.
Right.
So I walked in there teaching class, and I saw him. Oh, so he's just teaching choreography, take a dance move, put it together. So that's what y'all call hip hop here. I say okay, but I feel that because we was just street dancers, man. We went from we grooving.
Yes.
Hey.
Movie.
Hey.
What's that?
Grooving.
Then we went.
Switch up to, so we just dance, you know what I mean?
The political correct term for what to give it a professional name, your hip hop choreographers. Well, really, it's just your black dance or whatever.
Yeah,
you want to call it.
Black dance.
Yeah. Just urban dance. Yeah, street dance. We call it street dance.
Before y'all cover y'all, is that when I was doing this dance, what y'all call pop like or whatever, this dance was created by inner city black youth in Oakland.
Right.
No other race is doing this.
Right.
When we're doing the shows, but no other race. To see where this dance started, it's like crazy.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
I've seen people all over the world.
Yep.
So because there was a point to where when I was doing the dance up there, and you start doing it, you know, it got old to us up there. You know, when we do it at a party or something.
I'm still mad, and for the record, you can try to go. I got to go, Shane.
Well,
you got to go.
Okay.
Hey. I want my dance lesson. You should have put him in. I want my dance lesson, nigga. I'm trying to get the sexy.
I want my dance
lesson. That nigga got one. That nigga is like
dance lesson.
That nigga's bad when it comes to you. Hip hop move.
Say it again.
Oh,
okay.
He got in.
Okay.
I'm coming in right now. I'm coming for my dance lesson.
All right, and I'm going to come by too because I want to do it. It's too bad. I want all it.
You got to hit me with all
of it. So, yo, we're about to close out. Y'all, I'd like to thank y'all too for coming in. This was beautiful.
Thank you, bro.
Andre. Well, what's your real name, Dre?
It's Andre Diamond.
Andre Diamond.
My real name.
That's
Diamond
crazy.
Is what everybody call me in the street, but Bop's the boy for dancing.
Exactly.
Dan Martin, a.k.a. Buddha Bop.
Buddha Bop and Shane Sparks. I don't have a nickname, but...
What's Shane? Shane Sparks.
That's it. Shane Sparks. Melvin Shane Sparks.
That sounds like
a
big-time producer.
Name,
no, I never have. When I was little, they called me Sir Shock because I used to always do that
shit,
Shock and stuff because of, you know... You know, Turbo. I mean, not Turbo, but Pop and Taco.
Is it Sparks? Or
Sparks. S-C-A-R-K-S.
So you know Mark Sparks? Or is that,
I know, yeah. I don't know. But I don't know if
you know what I'm talking
kids.
About, right?
Like,
yeah.
Everybody asked me, the Jordan Sparks, Mark Sparks? Like,
yeah.
No, maybe. But yeah, we out here. Shay yeah. Sparks, Planet Dance. Yo, E, I listen to it. I hope you like that show. That's what's up. Yo, Larry, get
I
at
love
me.
E.
Y'all ain't really ready.
Go!